For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I don't think it's too early to remind everyone the big event, the 25th anniversary party for Theater Talk, is going to be right here in the WNED studios. It's Monday, November 6th, starting at 7 o'clock. There's going to be some food and drinks and entertainment. And
apparently a lot. I am not told what's happening, but I get little hints.
Well, you're the guest of honor, so you're not supposed to know, I think.
Okay. But they promise a good time.
It will be a good time.
And tickets are available at WBFO.org, right?
Yes, right there on the website. There's a little tile. Click on it. It'll talk you through the whole process. Anyway, mark your calendars, everyone. All you fans of Theater Talk, whether you've been with Anthony Chase for 25 years or just 25 days.
Yes, I look forward to seeing everyone.
Banicula opened at Theater of Youth. A fabulous set. They always do a really, really good job. I thought the plot was particularly charming, just as you said, about a bunny who sucks the very juice out of vegetables.
As we all should, right? Encouraging us to eat our vegetables on stage at the Allendale Theater.
Dear World, over at O'Connell and Company. I don't know. It's a Jerry Herman musical, and wow, I mean, the guy who did Mame.
Hello, Dolly, the guy who did La Cage aux Folles.
Yeah.
Yes. A less appreciated musical, and it would seem to be a good choice for O'Connell and Company. They had postponed the opening once due to illness in the cast, and when the illness is for a central player, that slows you down. And I think that on the opening night, what we were seeing was a kind of profile and theatrical courage. The show must go on, and they did. And I think that some of the performances were a little tentative, though we did see strong directorial vision by Kelly Bocock Natale, an agreeable cast, and the score is very beautiful.
And I thought Roger Van Dett really nailed that coveted role of sewer man. He lived it, he sang it, he looked the part.
And for those who may not recall, it is the musical version of Girardot's The Mad Woman of Chaillot, about a woman in Paris who, when she finds that evil men, industrialists, are planning to drill oil throughout Paris and destroy the city, takes care of the problem.
I like the way you put that.
Right.
You went out to Desiderio's Dinner Theater for Steel Magnolias. You really like that play.
I do like the play. It's a 1980s play. They had done the film, of course, with Dolly Parton and Olympia Dukakis and Shirley MacLaine, wonderful cast. Interestingly, the first time I saw it was at Stage West in Mississauga, where Barbara Hamilton played Weezer, and I didn't know who she was, but she was this force. Wow, this is before the internet. Who is this woman? And I later learned she was one of the great ladies of the Canadian theater, the great Barbara Hamilton. And it was the only time I would see her, but she was vivid in the role. And all of these roles invite vividness. This is about Southern ladies getting together in a beauty parlor weekly. And Jay Desiderio has followed suit, casting some just wonderful performers in the part, Lisa Ludwig and Lisa Hinca, Maureen Porter, Mary McMahon, with a solid and appealing production.
Well, we both made the trek up to the third floor of the old Pierce Arrow building to Subversive Theater for It Can't Happen Here. Originally a 1930s novel by Sinclair Lewis about Huey Long, the populist candidate running against FDR. And then some folks out at Berkeley turned it into a play, and it has legs.
Well, and because of the resonance to another populist candidate, Donald Trump, and some of the parallels are uncanny. And I guess taking from it the optimistic view that we've trod this ground before and gotten through before.
And, of course, the populist slash demagogue playbook involves insulting and belittling the press, and the hero of the play is a reporter. And, of course, controlling the courts, which leads me to the absolute over-the-top performance by Christopher Standart. Is the evil judge.
He's so good at that kind of thing.
Oh, it's a bit of a problem, I suppose, when you come away from the theater liking the bad guy.
Well, he does get punished.
But, okay.
Well, in the upcoming, Paula Vogel, the wonderful Paula Vogel, author of How I Learned to Drive, and her play Desdemona, a play about a handkerchief being done by brazen-faced varlets, and Straight, a play by Scott Elmgreen and Drew Fornarola at BUA, Buffalo United Artists. They selected the play after seeing it in New York, loved the play, announced the production, never knowing that Drew is from Buffalo. He's from Williamsville. His mother is on the faculty of UB Department of Theater and Dance, a play about an ostensibly straight man man having a relationship with a woman and a man at the same time, what will happen?
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.